Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Comprehensive Fiscal Plan Working Group held its inaugural meeting Wednesday. The Alaska Legislature formed the group to develop a comprehensive fiscal plan to address Alaska's budget issues, with 8 members from the legislative majorities and minorities in the House of Representatives and Senate assigned to play a leadership role ahead of a special session scheduled for August. The Comprehensive Fiscal Plan Working Group on the House side is made up of co-chair Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Representatives Calvin Schrage, Ben Carpenter, and Kevin McCabe, as well as the Senate side being made up of co-chair Senator Lyman Hoffman and Senators Shelley Hughes, Scott Kawasaki, and Jesse Keel. Co-chair Senator Lyman Hoffman delivered opening remarks.
It is my understanding, Mr. President and Madam Speaker, that the work that we do here will at some point go through the committee process and ultimately land up on the floor. You know, I want the people of Alaska and the members of this working group to know that that is a commitment we have from both the leaders in the House and the Senate, that the work will not be hampered, deterred, or delayed, or not even addressed by procedural maneuvering. And that, I think, is a very, very key issue for the members of this working group to assure that whatever we come up with, we know that it ultimately may not be the final solution because it has to go through the committee process, it has to go through the floor amendments, it has to go to conference. But this work is so important. The members, I believe, need to know that we will see some product in both in the House of Representatives and Alaska State Senate.
Senate President Peter Michicki called in through Zoom.
We are treading water and have been for a long time. We have to move forward. My intent is to honor the work happening here and to get resolution for Alaskans. We simply can afford to do this no longer. That's my intent, and I will make that commitment to all of you on this call. Progress is imperative.
Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. More information, RadioKenai.com. A passenger on a small plane bound for a tiny western Alaska community said he tried to end his life when he took control of the plane's yoke and caused it to nosedive before the pilot was able to regain control and safely land the aircraft. According to what Alaska state troopers have said, the incident occurred Wednesday in a flight between Bethel and Aniak, which is 90 miles northeast of Bethel. Troopers said a preliminary investigation indicated that an 18-year-old passenger got up from his seat and took control of the yoke before the pilot was able to regain control of the plane with help from passengers. The man told a trooper he tried to end his life while on the plane and indicated he spoke with behavioral health officials before, but felt it didn't help, according to an affidavit. The state's online court record system showed an arrangement was held Thursday. The Cessna Caravan had 6 people aboard with all 5 passenger seats occupied. The plane landed safely and the 18-year-old was arrested. Public information officer for the Alaska State Troopers said by email the man asked the pilot to fly the plane earlier during the flight and initially asked to sit in the unoccupied co-pilot seat. Both requests were denied by the pilot. The aircraft had no barrier between the rest of the aircraft and the pilot and co-pilot seats. Barriers aren't typical in that type of aircraft in Alaska. The plane was in the process of landing when the incident occurred. Federal authorities also were notified. Spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Alaska said any federal charges would be determined by the outcome of the investigation. The FAA, in a statement, said it was aware of the incident and investigating. According to the affidavit, the pilot, who was identified as Joshua Kirsch, said about 10 miles from Aniak, the man asked if he could fly the plane, and he refused. About 5 miles later, he said he felt the yoke go forward and saw the man over the co-pilot seat pushing on the yoke. He said he thought the man was trying to point the plane towards the ground. Lee Ryan, president of Ryanair, the company that operated the flight, said the passenger was in the second row of seats and reached over the co-pilot seat and briefly grabbed control of the aircraft. Changes could arise as a result of what happened, according to what Ryan said. A memorial is scheduled this weekend to honor Anchorage's homicide victims. The annual Victims for Justice Memorial will take place Saturday at Hostetler Park in Anchorage. Organizers say they'll be adding 29 new names to the more than 400 already present on the memorial pillars at the park.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.